This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the cold weather this week has been a good reminder that winter is right around the corner, and if you've got cattle on pasture, you've probably already been adding hay to their diet. Today we'll hear from someone who's an expert when it comes to feeding cows, and that's Wes Hornback, who serves as a cattle specialist for Purina. Wes was a presenter at a recent Hamel Co-op meeting, and he has some advice on how you can get the most out of your cattle feed this winter season.
A little bit of my background. I grew up around central Illinois, went to University of Illinois, and reside around there currently. And I cover an area of about three states, Illinois, about half of Indiana, and Michigan. And my main role is a nutritionist for Purina and on the beef cattle side. So I cover cow-calf operations, feedlot operations, anything that pertains to the beef side is my role. So I'll support our local dealers and co-ops and support their producers on any questions that they have pertaining to that.
And you mentioned the local dealers, and that's actually how we got connected through Hamel Co-op. So you do work with them quite frequently.
Yeah. Yep. Hamel's a good customer of ours, and I try to get down there a few times a year and do some cattle meetings, go on some farm calls, help out where is needed on any diets or any questions that they have or their producers have on that side. So.
Sure. Well, and that's I was talking to you at one of the recent meetings they hosted, and what we're going to talk about today, thinking about the winter months and feeding cattle. We're going to be losing some of that green pasture that we see during the warmer weather, and oftentimes that means we need to supplement with some sort of feed, and this is your area of expertise, obviously. But during that meeting, you talked about something called body condition scoring as a way to really keep track of the health of the cattle and how they're doing with the feed that they're eating. So if you could, Wes, just maybe explain what that is and why that would be important for farmers to do that.
Yeah, so the main thing that I like to say anyway is that body condition scoring is really where everything kind of comes to in the end. So if we have, and what that is basically a scoring system that allows us to look at flesh and how fat or thin our cattle are. So we have a scoring system from 1 to 9, one being the fattest side or one being the thinnest side and 9 being the fattest side. What we like to do is target around that 5 to 6 body condition score where we see basically no ribs showing, no spine showing, a good amount of muscle throughout the body, and some fat deposition across the tail head and then over the skeleton. So that's about a body condition score of 6, and that's what we like to target. When we look at that, that basically tells us what kind of feed that we need to do, or rather push them and feed more, or if we're looking at more of a maintenance side and just keeping the right condition on those cattle. So when we look at our hay and what we have available to feed, we like to match our hays to what our body condition score tells us. And that's how I like to do things and work on a ration that's going to fit your needs and fit the cattle's needs as we move forward. Because the thing that we don't want to do coming into winter and coming into that last gestation, if you got a spring calving herd and nutrient requirements start going up about that time, and especially when we get into calving and nutrient requirements really start skyrocketing at that point, because that cow is really trying to take care of milk production and making sure that calf on her side is doing well, and we're trying to get her rebred. So there's a lot of things going on around that time. So the worst thing to do is to not feed the correct hay or supplement, and that cow is losing condition going into winter, and where the environment plays a factor into that as well. So.
And the scoring, that's something I believe you don't have to take the cow out of pasture to do that. You can just simply look at them and kind of assess how they're doing while they're standing in the feedlot.
Yeah, so just for instance, here yesterday that I went on a farm and rode around on a side-by-side four-wheeler and went out to the pasture, looked at cows, and wrote down body condition scores, and basically we did a percentage. So we looked at most of the cows in that herd were between a 4 and a 6, and we did a percentage mark of where those cattle were. Most of them were in that 5 to 6 body condition scores, and so now we changed the ration to where those cattle need to be and fit. So you don't necessarily have to bring them through a chute or move them by any means or put them in a lot, anything like that. Just driving around in the pasture and just taking a look at them and writing down those numbers and then going back into the office and making your tallies and seeing where everybody's at. So by all means, there is no need to do a whole lot of labor in your body condition scoring.
And you mentioned the importance of relating the score with the hay that you're feeding or the feed. And also in your presentation at the meeting I was at, you talked about getting like a forage lab report. Maybe explain some of the information that can provide and where farmers could send their hay to get that done.
Yeah, we like to really get a good analysis on that hay so we know what we're feeding. Between first cutting grass hay that may be gotten a little bit mature on us, or if it's cut perfect, those hays are totally different in the end, or something that's got a little bit of alfalfa in it is going to have a lot higher protein value than some other hays. So hay is a very variable feedstuff when you look at it across farms, fields, anything or cutting along that line. So by getting your hay analyzed, for the main things that we look at, I guess, are protein, energy, and fiber levels. So the fiber level tells us just about how much that cow is going to eat of that hay, and energy tells us how much value that hay has, and then the protein tells us if we need to supplement with anything else to help increase that. And so we take that, and then we can target that hay to a certain life stage of that animal or a body condition. If we're trying to push an animal, for instance, we don't want to feed her the lowest quality hay that we have at that time. Or if she's in a maintenance requirement versus lactating is going to require a lot more energy, so we want to make sure we match the right hay to that environment of that cow. Where we can go to get these hays tested. So Purina works with SureTech Laboratories, which is out of Indianapolis, and any of our Purina dealers and co-ops, talk to them. They typically will have a hay probe that they'll go out and core some samples of your hay. Typically we do 5 to 6 bales per sample. We go in, we core those bales, and we take a little Ziploc bag, and we send that off. And 3 or 4 days later, we get our test back, our analysis back on that hay, and then we can take it from there. So,
I think probably a good way to really get the information on what you're feeding, because it's not like when you have a bag of feed, you know exactly what's in it. This probably has a lot of benefits of having those tests done.
Yeah, so then we can match. If that hay needs an extra boost of some sort or a supplement, we can match that supplement to what that cow needs versus what they have on the hay. So something that I like to do and we at Purina like to do is maximize what you have on the farm and the feedstuffs that you carry. So what we will provide is something that can maximize what you can get out of your hay. For instance, our Rangeland protein tub or Accuration block. They work off of hay quality, and the lower the hay quality on our Accuration block, the higher the intake of that one. The Rangeland tub works that if you have a lower quality hay, they eat a little bit off of that tub. The rumen functions better, and they can digest more of that poor quality hay, and they can get more out of it in the end. So two of those supplements can work. There's also a multitude of different options out there that will fit your needs depending on the life stage of the animal, the hay quality, and what fits your operation on that side.
Well, all great things you've mentioned, Wes, and really things to think about as we move into the colder season and feeding that hay and worrying about the weight of the cows and how they're doing. Is there anything else or advice that you'd give farmers as we move into these winter months?
One thing I guess that I would bring up is that when we get into a colder season, we need to make sure that we're matching not only what our forage quality and nutrient requirements of that cow are, but that nutrient requirement of that cow will go up when colder weather hits. So about an easy figure is about 30 degrees roughly is the lower critical temperature of a cow. And once it drops every degree below 30 degrees, it increases the energy requirement of that cow about 1%. So when we look at a day that's zero outside, we need to make sure that we're supplementing that cow with maybe a little bit extra that day or the days before that it reaches that temperature, just to make sure that we're matching what that cow needs and getting everything in her so she's not going down in condition. Because if we keep them in good condition, they're going to work for us better, they're going to calve out every year, and we're going to have healthy calves hit the ground, and everything's going to work out well. So I'd just leave you with that.
Wes Hornback, who's a cattle specialist for Purina. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.